This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Give me a beat. Ooh, yeah. I might get pardoned by you.
Oh, hello. Hello. That's my hello. Isn't that? I am getting ready to go to work, and on the way there, I'm going to this protest that's at the Chinese consulate down the street from me, actually, to find out some more information. Something about this China thing with the dogs and all that. So I figured, since I was going to use this recorder anyway, why not record the process of me putting on my shoes and traveling to this protest. It's 12:19 on May 1st. Happy May Day, 2006. I just ate some delicious low-fat tuna casserole with whole wheat noodles. I'm getting on my... Well, you know what? I'm just going to say that today I went to the grocery store and I bought some healthful foods. The kind of things I used to eat all the time when I used to take care of myself. Hopefully my end or whatever break from theater will help me to start exercising again and eating more appropriately. Because I get sick, like in the middle of the night. Yesterday I ate Mexican food twice, and I went to the movies and ate popcorn, and I don't feel good. So that means I don't do that. I wake up in the night with kind of vomity. Ugh. Seriously, like I almost want to throw up, but it's just like that puke taste in the middle, you know, of the night, and it's not good. And this cough is still going on. So I taught a piano lesson, and on my way home, I heard the very end of an interview with someone on KPFT who was talking about this protest today. So I'm going to go down there, and hopefully I can talk to somebody. I've, like, the periphery of this sort of Chinese thing where, I don't know, they seem to be doing something to cats or dogs or something for this cheap fur, something else. So there's some animal rights people out there. So I thought it'd be interesting to go over there and try to get an interview. So I have my keys and my wallet and my phone and my recorder and the pod of I. So we'll go. If you had your pod catcher on this weekend, you've got a special Mikey Pod treat, but I think only, if I'm reading the stats correctly, only 19 people got it. So, bye kitty. I'm in the hallway right now, so I'm a little more quiet. Hey, the mail is here. Oh, I love the pretty pink electric bills. That means I'm gonna turn your shit off. It's kind of warm, but it's a pretty day. Now I'm getting in the X-Court. This cough is not going away. And I promised Jim and Carolyn yesterday that I would go to the doctor today. But it doesn't look like it's going to happen. I just wanted to play, turn the AC on, I hope that doesn't get too loud. I always wanted to play a podcast, Pod Shuffle Roulette. So let's play that on the way there. I'm just going to play in my car. Whatever the first song that comes up, the shuffle is, no matter how bad it is. Here we go. Okay. This is getting done. Oh. Okay, see, this is a little crazy. Yeah, I don't want to play that song. Let's do the second song. What I meant to say was, whatever the second song is what I'm going to play. Oh! See, this is the kind of surprise I like. Yeah.
such a funky bus fare. Double Dutch bus coming down the street. Moving dirty fast, so kinda shuffle your feet. Get on the bus, pay your fare, and tell our driver that you're going to a Double Dutch affair. Well, I'll be darned, here it comes. The Double Dutch bus is on the street. You better get on, move your feet. Bus fare, transpass, that's the way my money lasts. Ain't got no car, get around. When I go to work, I gotta go.
It's not safe if, I'm playing it like this, right? No. But it's Frankie... What is it? Who sings this song? Frankie... I want to say Frankie Knuckles, but that's not right. Frankie Smith. Tonight I'm going to go see this movie called... It's about the Angola 3. It's called Three Black Panthers and the Last Cotton Plantation or something like that. I'm going to go with Amy. And I read about it this morning at 3 a.m. One of the times that I woke up feeling like I was... I didn't feel like I was going to throw up. I feel like I threw up. Like, just that gross acid taste in my mouth. So that kind of sucks. So today I'm going to eat healthily, and then we'll see what happens tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to seeing this film, and I wrote an email to them hoping to get an interview with the director because he's in town and doing a talk after the film tonight. Oh, I love this part. Is almost over. No, it's not. This is a 12-inch version. I'm almost to the consulate. I'm at right at Alabama and Montrose. For those of you who are listening in Houston, I should have taken the Double Dutch bus today. Don't you agree? Sean and Ron. I don't know what he's saying there, but it's funny names. Neil Zara, Neil Steady, Neil Sari, Neil Sam, Neil Zara. Oh, JW, I hope you're listening. I bet you're kicking it. This song. Kicking it. Okay, there's some people out there. I'm right here by this sound waves. Okay, there's still people out here. So I need to find a place where I can park. I guess parking at the consulate to go to a protest there would not be the best thing to do. So it looks like I'm going to be walking down the street. But that'll be okay. Oh, there's a spot right there. I'm glad there aren't any, like, police out here. It's funny because there are always people, like, Asian people out in front. Oh, speaking of Asians, my name is Ketubat. Ketubat. Oh. Are you listening to that, Jihadist Jerry? I was on the online podcast with some Malaysian folks, and I was the token cracker. Okay, so now I'm right down here on, I'm right next to Griff's, which is a famous bar. It's like an Irish bar. It's Houston famous anyway. My friends Monica and Andrea live near here. I was going to be more specific, but they're sort of culinary celebrities, I guess. So, I think I'm on Hawthorne. No, Hawthorne's the other side. But I'm approaching the Chinese consulate.
So this is kind of funny. I get a little bit funny about interviewing people in person. But I'm going to do it anyway. It's funny just approaching with this thing recording. So there's the famous sound waves. Everything is famous to me today, apparently. Hope that wind isn't too bad for y'all. I bet it is. I'm approaching the corner where the protesters are. It looks like there are maybe 10 or 15 people there. They just redid this consulate. It's very nice. Hi. As you can hear, there are people chanting, and there are a lot of people walking by. Hi. Hi, how are you doing? I heard about you guys being here on the radio today.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, and I do a podcast, so I brought my recorder so I can maybe talk to somebody.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo. Oh, thank you.
Oh, I hate that you stopped cheering. That was, I don't know.
No,
sorry,
yeah.
No,
sure.
Oh, cool.
We wish you would have been here a few minutes ago. I'm Marilyn. I made the announcement.
Oh, okay.
Candace is the host of the vegan show.
Oh, okay. I talked to someone who...
Carolyn hosted today.
And Carolyn, I'm sorry. And the Chinese consulate, the vice Chinese, I wish he could have been here 5 minutes ago. He's so upset. He keeps on coming back saying his country would never do this, that there's no way. And Janice challenged him. There are no laws on the Chinese books, in China, of course, for animal protection, animal rights, animal welfare. And finally, he got to the point of he's saying, no, 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 our government wouldn't do this. Finally, Janice kept on pursuing it. And he said, well, these things take time. So we went from, you know, it doesn't happen in our country to, yes, it takes time. I wrote a letter 2 months ago to the Chinese consulate to, and I'm sorry, I don't remember his name offhand, but to the head of the Chinese consulate, saying we wanted to have a peaceful dialogue, to have a discussion, and just to see, you know, just to have a dialogue with them, to tell you the truth,
yeah,
and make them aware of why we're doing what we're doing, and to maybe even get some support. Never ever responded, and I mentioned that to him. We really want to have a dialogue.
Yeah.
We, you know, we want them to understand why we're doing, why we're advocating for these animals.
We've had demonstrations around the world. This one happens to be in Houston, which is where we're based, and we've had, this is our third month in a row on the first Monday that we come to the Chinese consulate, because we do a radio show called Go Vegan Texas, and it's just around the corner. So we announce it on the show, and after the show, we've come here. And we have never actually until today had anybody from the Chinese consulate even come out and talk to us and or answer our emails. And it's really just a disgrace for China to have these animals tortured. And we have hidden video, PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, in defense of animals,
mm-hmm,
and the HSUS, Humane Society of the United States, have hidden video of these animals being actually skinned alive, cats and dogs. And they will actually, Ingrid was our guest today on the show for our fourth birthday, and she actually...
head of PETA.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, I used to be involved with PETA years ago, and I'm slowly like, why did I stop doing that?
Oh, no, she's...
Back.
Yeah.
Well, she described on the show today how, on her video, the video, PETA's video, there's this raccoon dog, like a German Shepherd dog, that is skinned alive, and that, you know, with no hair at all on her body, there was just blood streaming from her eyes,
mm-hmm,
and her body is, heart is still beating with just like no skin, and they will just throw them on the dead pile, at the end of the day, there will be hundreds and hundreds of these cats and dogs, and so we're trying to stop this. We're using even the boycott of the 2008 Beijing Olympics as one of our economic. Boycotts
and pet products. If you start looking at all the pet toys,
uh-huh,
you can almost find no pet toys that are not made in China. We're asking people to do that. Sorry, Jens, I didn't mean to.
No, that's great. At the dollar store, and then absolutely. And Marilyn made a good point. She was interviewed this morning on the show on Go Vegan Texas, and your point was that if a per item costs under $150.
$150 in our country, and a good example is the Burlington Coat Factory.
Okay.
Remember how people were so upset to find out they're using dog and fur in the clothing that they sold. This was uncovered. People are outraged. Well, any product sold in our country that is $150 or less, I'm sorry, any fur product, you don't have to have the origin of the country.
Or so, animal. Or animal.
Yeah.
So they can. So they're using like dog fur?
Yes.
And cat
fur.
Yes. And cat.
For fur trim around your gloves, the inside of your gloves. Little, you know, little doodads on, you know.
Those little pom-pom scarves. And what the fur industry is doing is since, you know, my parents, Janice's parents, our generation, they're into the mink stoles and the fur coats, the long fur coats.
Yes.
Well, that is, you know, people our age and younger aren't into that. But guess what? They're into those rabbit fur, cat, dog fur, little pom-pom scarves.
Uh-huh.
They're going to adolescents,
purses.
Doing fur trims, fur purses. That's
Star
where
rats.
They're. Yeah, that is where the little hair doodads. That is where all of this is going. All the fur now is being seen as being, you know, you're rich if you're wearing it, or you're stylish, or
yeah.
you're.
It's also
know,
a way to addict young people to wearing
mm-hmm.
fur.
Right.
So they start them out with little accessories. So by the time they're out of college, you know, they're going to be wearing a fur stole at their wedding, like my niece did. I mean, it's just shocking that
and, yeah.
they're just like, yeah.
And
like,
when you see that sort of thing, sometimes I'm just like, and I'm not even really an animal rights activist like used to be, but I see like fur and it's just like, I mean, are you thinking this through? What
they're
you're
right.
doing? This is like...
They're not, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to bring it to their attention. So if they will access in defense of, it's called IDAUSA.org, PETA.org, HSUS, there's film footage exactly describing what Janice said, where they are, you know, and we know people are sensitive, but, and I used to be, this grabs everyone's attention. That's taken in China. The flip side of that are the cats being skinned alive. You know, if you don't see it, it doesn't happen.
Right.
The other point I want to make that gets me very upset is, yes, we want to make people aware of what China's doing and some of the other countries with the production of fur, but what about the citizens in this country? We've got to stop buying fur. And this dialogue happens even, I hate to say it, even with drugs, you know?
Yeah.
Is it that drugs are available and therefore we buy it, or is the fact that we buy it that it comes in so readily into this country?
Mm-hmm.
And I would ask everybody to stop buying fur.
We have had a campaign. Our group is called In Solidarity with Animals, and we have had a campaign for several years, as have the national groups PETA and HSUS and Fund for Animals, against Neiman Carcass. We call it Neiman Carcass because they are the trendsetter, and we have chosen that the one particular store to focus our monthly protests on, because if Neiman Marcus steps, you know, catering to the fur salons and making it such a luxury, you know, something you buy for your, you know, you know, mistress or what. I mean, you know, like, I mean, it's just disgusting that the animals have to pay for their lives there, especially the mink. They're raised in the most horrible conditions. Mink need water, and they're deprived of all their natural environments when they're in these cages. There's no water. So they go crazy.
They go,
you know, you've seen them, they just circle and circle and circle, and they just go crazy. And they use anal electrocution because they never, even at the point of death, which is probably the relief these farm animals, factory farm animals, fur farmed animals have, they don't want to damage the fur, so they do this anal electrocution where they put an electric bit in the mouth and in the anus, and they kill the way. Or the boxes, which is one of the worst, you know, they put them in carbon monoxide boxes, and these animals aren't even dead. They're still, you know, in a sleep state, and they start skinning them alive, and they wake up while they're being skinned. So it's disgusting.
And why we have hope, even after listening to all that,
yeah.
your head's probably just reeling.
Yeah, well,
why
yeah.
we have hope is there's a lady standing right in the front. Her name is Jewel.
Uh-huh.
Jewel used to wear a lot of fur. She just thought, she was telling us, it was just so cool, and she's so proud, and she just felt, you know, so fashionable. She's come over to our side because she didn't know of all the pain and suffering.
Yeah.
And now she's one of our strongest advocates. She leaflets. She goes to Zachowitz, and she goes to people that she knows are buying fur, that they're the rich and the elite, although that's not the only ones buying it.
Right.
And she passes out these leaflets. She spends her own money to do color leaflets and posters.
That's wonderful.
It's like smokers. I love it. They finally have decided that smoking is like so unhealthy for them and it's killing them, and then they become so active, and that's what Jules become. So we know we're out there reaching people. We just have to make them aware.
Yeah.
Now, why did you quit becoming an activist?
Laziness. Like,
oh,
pure
no.
And simple. Well, there's kind of a background to all of it. I became a drug addict instead, basically. But I quit, like, almost 11 years ago.
Congratulations.
So, but that's one of those things that I'm always looking back and thinking, like, you know, that was something that was, you know, like, going through that whole period of addiction, you sort of start letting go of things that are important
right.
to you. I think
right.
that's the last one that I have left to, like, all right, it's time to, like,
well, come
get
and
serious
join
about
us.
This stuff.
And we do want to make sure that on your podcast, people know in Houston, ISWA, In Solidarity with Animals, is a
okay.
group. And Janice, the website
the radio
is...
show. Oh, InSolidarityWithAnimals.com. And GoVeganTexas. .org is for the radio show. We're on Mondays at 10 a.m. on KPFT.
Okay.
90.1 FM.
In Houston and 89.5 in Galveston. And they can listen to archives of the show if they go
okay.
to the KPFT website.
Okay. If I go and get an archive of it and listen to it, is it okay if I use a portion of it in this
yes,
podcast?
Absolutely.
Is that okay?
Oh,
we,
yeah.
We co-hosted this back in February, this very show, and had In Defense
March,
of Animals. I'm sorry, March.
No.
Janice.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And, okay.
And if you need the tape, we can actually
okay.
provide it.
It'll be easy for me just to download
archives.
It and like
okay.
take excerpts
right.
from it.
Anything you want.
But you
no.
guys kind of covered it today. I think I may have
thank
what
you.
I need.
What's your name?
My name is Michael Herron.
Michael.
And the show is called Mikey Pod on the Bayou.
Really?
Yeah.
Mikey Pod
yeah.
on the Bayou. We're going to check in.
Okay.
Send us an email to
okay.
info@govegantexas.org
okay.
and we'll put you on our mailing list.
Okay, perfect.
And then we'd like
actually,
to
I think I get stuff from you guys through
oh, really?
Houston Indie Media. Do you guys post your stuff there?
You know, I have been forgetting to do it. But,
I think
send,
I...
But send us an
okay.
email. We'd like to have
okay,
you.
Okay, perfect.
You and our
sure.
Crew, so.
Yeah, and I'll send you the email when the show comes up. I'll
thank
probably
you.
Put it up tonight.
Oh,
I was
thank
this
you.
Week, I was sort of like, what am I going to do on my show today?
Oh,
so
that's
it's perfect.
An angel.
Oh,
thank
sure.
You.
And lots of people listen, like, around the country, and I have people scattered around.
Oh.
Outside, like, in, there's somebody that listens in Brazil, and,
well,
like...
Well, tell Gerilyn, she hosted the... Because I'm on a two-month break. She
okay.
hosted the show, and tell her how much you enjoyed it, because... This is her first time she's ever hosted.
Oh, really? That's awesome. Because I was listening to her thinking, okay, that, like learning the interview skills. Which, who?
Perfect, thank you.
No, I'm actually, I do a podcast called Mikey Pot on the Bayou. So I'm here
do you
to
have a business card to where we can check
I
it out?
I don't, but I was gonna, I'll email the info to Go Vegan. It's kind of easy to remember. The website is mikeypod.com.
M-I-K-E-Y?
Like, yeah, pod.
Okay, pod.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
cool.
yeah. So,
and you heard about it on the show. Gerilyn was hosting
oh,
it.
Oh, you did a great job, too.
Oh,
I was
thank you.
I was thinking, because I've been doing interviews. I'm totally amateur. But I was listening, like, okay, like, just trying to pick up tips. Like, how do people on the radio do it.
All
so,
right.
Yeah, I thought you did a great job.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to go off to work. But I'm glad you guys were out here, and thanks for everybody
thank
talking to me.
The class.
They talked about it on the show.
I just caught the end of the show, so tell me about the class.
The class is going to be Middle Eastern Dreams of Peace in the Middle East, and the woman is a genius cooking instructor. It's going to be at Fiesta Culinary School at Laylock and I-10.
Okay.
I think probably in a week or 10 days or something. Whatever.
Okay. What is the teacher's name?
Shirley Wilkes Johnson.
I knew her. I was telling them I used to be really involved with animal rights, like maybe 15 years ago, and I think I took one of her classes back
very
then.
Very good.
So it'll be fun to reconnect.
Yeah, she's got a whole new style of it now, gotten really better over the years.
Okay, cool. Oh, that'll
what's
be great.
Name?
Michael Herron. Nice to meet you. I'll shake your lamp.
Palm, yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you guys were out here, and thanks
okay.
for talking. So I'll send the info to, they said info@govegantexas.com. Is that uh-huh. the email address? So once I get the show up, I'll just send it to that address.
Very good. Very good.
And then you guys can pass it around.
And if you want to know about the cooking class, you can email Shirley at veggiesue@gmail.
veggiesue@gmail?
Yeah.
Okay.
And just say cooking class and the subject so she knows.
Okay, perfect. All right. Thanks. And it's mikeypod.com.
I'm Kristen with Society of Peace. I also
oh.
run a small activist group. We're out in Katy, but we come in and we work
oh, perfect. So it's animal activists?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Animal activists and
all right.
veg outreach. So.
All right. I'll
thank
try to, like, extract
by.
All of these, this information and put it on my website, too. Okay.
Thank
nice
you.
To meet you guys.
What is your website?
Mikeypod.com.
Mikey,
it's like MikeyPod.com.
Okay.
Oh, that's easy.
So, yeah. So you can just download the show or their little, there's a play button on each entry and you can just play it on
oh,
the
cool.
side if you want. So, yeah, I do other, like, interviewed a Green Party guy last week and
I just kind of try to cover stuff that
That's
isn't getting
awesome.
Covered.
Yeah, it doesn't get covered, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'll see you guys later.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Thank you.
And I'll send you the info as soon as I have it up.
Oh, that's so great.
All right, cool.
Just watch out.
I'll watch out. Bye, guys.
Thank you.
Sure, see you later. Well, that was nice. And everyone had their dogs, too. So I think this is appropriate also. I should get this up. Tonight, in memory of Mr. Chauncey, Richard's dog, who had to be put to sleep today. That kind of makes me sad when I say it out loud. So, this is for you, Chauncey. I think that, how long is this? Yeah, this is about 25 minutes, right at. So I think I'll wrap it up. And hopefully, I think I'm just going to post this as is. Maybe I'll plug Double Dutch Bus onto the end of this so you can hear. And, yeah. So, this is Mikey Pod signing off.
Activism. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's get down to some serious business.
The rims on the wheels just be spinning. The windows in the ride got the dope tint in them. The girl on the lap is Irish, Haitian, and Asian. She's exotic. I got all the hot shit. Please, if I hear one more soliloquy about bitches, jewelry, and cars, I think I'm gon' spit. I swear I'm gon' spit.
Activism.
Come on out from in front of the television. Bust out of your self-imposed media prison. There's a whole big world out there, y'all. And some serious stuff is going down. Civil war, intolerance, AIDS, obliteration. The usual madness, but not enough frustration about what's troubling Earth's nations. The spotlight will not be your savior in these dark days, and it will not be your saving grace. Why not replace your dreams of gracing life's stage? Action. Not just knee-jerk reaction, but action. Living. Activism. Mm-hmm. Activism. Mm-hmm.
He leaves greasy pieces of white chicken meat on the stage. And regardless of right and wrong, you smile. Cause that's all you can offer him now. And you save your truth for water cooler conversation pieces with friends. And colorful commentary to yourself. Cause you think the same things about him. And he doesn't know his fried chicken will run out soon. So he continues to confuse camera flashes with constellations and a spotlight for the North Star. See, house niggas never stray far from the plantation house, cause it's safer there. So he parades around like an emperor with a sign on his back that says no growth, getting full while he can. And you laugh. See, his purpose has become as clear as his confusion. He is like the little engine that tried to could with melanin muses that lose the meaning in the translation. His ego has become his most formidable opponent. Afraid to be critical of himself, he is defined by his distractions. Yet he realizes we are all slaves to something. He only wishes it wasn't of his own creation. And he says, whomever loves me will have to be my killer. Cause here I'm just a slave trying to be the nigga. Activism. Activism. Activism.
Spotlight will not be your saving grace in these dark days.
Activism. Mm-hmm. Activism. Mm-hmm.
The spotlight will not be your saving grace in these dark days.
Yes.
Activism. Serious business.
The spotlight will not be your saving grace in these dark days.
Activism. Mm-hmm. Activism.
Mm-hmm. I'm serious business. Mm-hmm. Serious business.
Whomever loves me will have to be my killer. Cause here I'm just a slave trying to be the nigga.
Activism.
Will not be your saving grace in these dark days. activism. Mm-hmm. Activism. Activism. Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's me again. I'm back in my car, and I decided I'm going to go to this Starbucks right down the street. And I almost always run into someone I know there, so maybe it'll be funny to sort of secretly record what they say. And if it's nothing bad, like cussing me out or anything, I'll plug it in at the end of the show after whatever song I end with. Ooh, I know what I'll end with. This song, I can't remember the artist's name, but I'll put it in the show notes. I got it from IOTA, and it's a song about activism. So that's probably what you just heard. I can't even remember. But, okay. Oh, I could go to the Starbucks with the hot guy. No, I don't really have time for that. I did just drive by a constable's car, and my registration sticker is expired, and there's a warrant for my arrest for other things. The thing I hate, oh God, I hate this parking lot because it's small and people park like assholes. Oh, I wanted to say that there was a bumper sticker I just saw that said, don't steal, the government hates competition. I bet that was one of their things. Okay, so I'm going to get out of my car, and this is sort of hidden in my pocket, so I'm just going to pretend I'm just doing my thing. Same here. You got your little earpiece going on.
I do.
How's everything been going?
Good. Very good.
Cool.
How about with you?
Going good. Going good.
Awesome.
I've been like toying with the idea of hitting meetings again. Dun, dun, dun. Are you still hitting over there? Have you been gone out of the picture for a while?
No, I go over now. I'm co-chairing the roundup this year.
Oh.
Are you excited? I said that right.
Yeah, a little forced, but yeah.
No, it's actually, it's a challenge, but it's fun.
Yeah.
It's just a challenge. Okay.
All right. What else do you like?
No, it's okay. I'll just go to West Virginia.
Do you want me to call?
No. I got to go. You always take care of it.
Do you get it on a regular basis?
Hi. Yeah, can I get an iced grande, no water Americano, please?
Well, we can have that again.
And I had some Hawaiian. No, it's Maui.
Oh. Yeah.
Iced grande, no water Americano.
Exactly.
It's just Maui.
Hi, Marco.
How you doing?
Okay.
I'll
be like, I'm sorry, I can't read that. Come on! All over it. That's beautiful. I need to shoot just a little bit.
Red poodle got a wet day. Talk to you.
Freshly brewed.
All right, bye, David.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good.
Man, y'all are all festive today.
Birthday upside down. Macchiato. Thank you.
Ooh, let him mark that.
1778 is your change. Thank you.
Go, Marco.
Yeah, he's got it. Go, Marco.
Do you remember?
It's your birthday.
Low polo.
Hey.
Ice grande.
Thank you very much.
Have a good one.
You too, thanks. Oh my god, this cough is bad. I keep thinking that it's gone, but it's not. So that was fun. I hope that you guys could catch everything. There was someone, well, hopefully you caught it all. And my the mic is right by my chest, so maybe you get to hear the action going on in my lungs when I'm doing that cough. It doesn't seem so good. Yeah, but this is fun. I never do podcasts like this. It's probably too long at this point, and I'm wondering what it's going to be like with the sound, because the guys behind the counter were funny, but and I was talking to them, but maybe I'm wondering if you only heard me. Oh my god, I have to go sing with the children. I think I'm going to be late. Let us see. I'm looking up the name of that song so I won't have to get on and announce it. I think I have it right here on the Pizzod. The Izzy Pizzod. Izzy Pizzod! Izzy Pizzoo! Izzy Mocha Zuma Kazinga Zoo! She, 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 she. I'm looking in the wrong place. Playlists. Music for Play on Mikey Pod on the Bayou. That's a playlist I have. Doesn't that sound great? I think it's right here. Yeah, the song is called Activism by Sheehan. And it's playing now. But you already heard it. So, that's it. I'm out, yo. Thanks for listening, MikeyPod.com.
You've been listening to Mikey Pod on the Bayou with Michael Herron. Mikey wants your input to the show. Do you have a comment about something that was said on the show? A review or a promotion of a cultural event, especially in the Houston area? Or you just want to say hi? Email is MikeyPod@gmail.com. The Mikey Pod Show hotline, 206-339-6682. And record it down for all to hear. See you next time right here for Mikey Pod on the Bayou. MikeyPod.com.